Thank you for coming again. And again. And again, four times. Then we don't have to come back again to this material existence. Yeah, if we can keep coming here and understand this subject matter of Sikshastak. This is ultimate. I was thinking this is like a Vedant. Yeah, those who need translation, looks like these devotees from Russia are getting together here. Who is a translator? Raise your hand. Okay, so that devotee is a Russian translator. Maharaj, aap idhar aaye, upar bhi aa sakte ho, dekhiye. Yeah? No, not simultaneous either. Or you want to move to the back maybe? Is that better? Or the same? I don't know. You could even outside? There? You know? Beyond these pillars? What do you say? Is that you also get more light there? More fresh air. So we're just making the point that how this Sikshastak is ultimate knowledge. This is like a Vedant, end of knowledge. There's nothing beyond this Sikshastak. Everything is in there. All the elements are there. Yesterday, how we were trying to understand with the help of the commentaries of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the all aspects of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti and bhav bhakti and prem bhakti is included in Sikshastak. When abhideya sammand, abhideya prayojan, this is there in Sikshastak. Or all from Shraddha to Prem, all those different phases and stages, the evolution is there as one goes from Cheto Darpanam Arjanam to Ashlishava Padratam Pinastumam. This is the way of Lord's talking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking. These are his instructions. In just few words, few mantras, all that is to be known is there in condensed form. Sutra. If we could, if the sutras could become unfolded or open up to us, knowledge in there is revealed unto us. then well, that would be perfection of our lives. And in that case, apunarbhava darshanam. Apunarbhava darshanam. There is no more darshan of this world. We don't have to take any more darshan. No more birth, no more darshan of this world. In the words of Kunti Maharani. Now this is a postgraduate study. The sense of all his sense. Sar, Guya, most confidential at the same time. Because this has been very confidentially spoken by the Lord to his very pure hearted souls, devotees, his close associates, Ramanandraya and Swarup Damodar. So we covered kind of the first verse of the Sikshastak. We cannot say we finished. We are finished. Yesterday we were talking about, finished. It's never finished. It's just the beginning. Never ending. So today we wish to cover three more verses of the Sikshastra. Number 2, 3, and 4. And all these three verses are part of sadhana bhakti all the way up to the verse number 5. Yesterday we were understanding that. This is sadhana bhakti. And also sammandh gyan, the relationship. So that's our level, we are sadhakas. And let's see when we go beyond verse 5, what happens. But this is our level. We are devotees following rules and regulations. This sadhana bhakti. And try to establish our relationship with the Lord, sammandh with the Lord. Otherwise we have so many sammandhs, we have so many relations in this world. So many! They all begin, of course, with this body, thinking, I am this body. So when the body becomes the basis, instead the knowledge as the basis, our books are the basis, our body becomes the basis, basic. And with that, life goes on. And with the body, we place ourselves in this world. And we think, oh, this is mine, this is me, these are my people, and oh, these are outside people, these are some other people. I am nijaha paro vetti, all this. Ganana laghuchitasam. So, all this sambandh, we have different kind of sambandh gyan. Not that we don't have sambandh gyan, but our sammandh gyan, the knowledge of the relationships, is all based on this body. So, as soon as we make books as the basis, the knowledge as the basis, then everything changes. And of course, body doesn't exist for us. We are not the body. Body is a yantra, rudhani, mayaya. Sitting in the yantra machine called body. So with the knowledge, we understand the position of the body with seeing through the eyes of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we understand it. So making soul as the basis, not the body as the basis. So a soul as the base, and then soul's relationship. That's the kind of sambandh gyan that, well, Gaudiya Acharya's sambandh abhidheya prayojan, three phases. Everything begins with sambandh, relationship. So relationship not of the body or with the body, but the relationship of the soul with the soul. Ultimately, soul's relationship with the supreme soul. So that's the sambandh gyan. So the first five verses are talking of that sambandh gyan. Today's three verses also establishing that sambandh gyan and our life of regulated life of a devotional service. So yesterday, the first verse glorified the holy name like anything. Param Vijayate. Briefly, it says, Sankirtan, what kind of Sankirtan? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Param Vijay. Supreme victory. And then seven attributes, seven qualities of that holy name, that Nama Sankirtan. Also we heard about those seven qualities or attributes or virtues are also described as a benedictions. And seven benedictions. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam and all that. Bhavamahadavagni Nirvapanam. You know, yesterday we gave you a hint where to stop. As with is there, stop. One, two. Sarvatma Snapanam. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. Begin counting. So there are seven of those. And they are also described as benedictions. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Sreya. All the benefits. Short term, long term, all benefits are included in this Sankirtan. And then entering into the next verse. Utila Vishada Dainya Pade Apana Shlok Jahar Artha Suni Saba Jaha Yaya Dukha Shok. So, as we were informing you, the context of Sikshastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally has recited, he's reciting, and also giving a little commentary on each verse. Mahaprabhu has own thoughts. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 20, the eight verses of the Sikshastaka are not, you don't find them one after the other. The one verse, Mahaprabhu says, and he talks a little bit about that verse. And then next Sikshasta, Nam Namakari Bahuda. Then he does a little aswadan, he is relishing, he is contemplating on that astak, that thought, that verse. He is making few comments, and then the next, and some more comments, and the next, like that. So at the end of the first astaks, comments, Mahaprabhu's comment. Mahaprabhu says this: lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. So the next verse, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasarva Shaktis, is being introduced here by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And part of that introduction, he says, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, and he says, by hearing the meaning of that verse, meaning verse number 2, which we are now going to study a little bit, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. So that verse is Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Pita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha Etadrashitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durgaiva Midrasham Ihajani Nanuragaha. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name, there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore, you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. Each name is like an expansion of the Lord. This is what it says. You have names like Krishna and Govinda and so many, many, unlimited names. There's one list called Vishnu Sahasranam. How many names of Vishnu? 1,000 names. And then there's a Gopal Sahasranam also. Gopal's 1,000 names. And Narasimha, he has 1,000 names. And Balaram has 1,000 names. And Gauranga has 1,000 names. Gauranga Sahasranam. And Radharani Sahasranam. And like that. At least 1,000. There's no limit. So each of these names, as we are understanding here, is like an expansion of the Lord. Lord expands in the form of His holy name. Krishna becomes that name. Bahuda. Nijasarva Shaktis, with all His potencies. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, and you teach, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also teaching, he's talking about himself. I'm so unfortunate. Our Lord is taking the position of our position. He's speaking on our behalf, as if we are addressing the Supreme Lord, or that is Lord Himself talking here, the Sixth Shastak. But He's putting those words in our mouths. I'm so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Aneka lokera vancha aneka prakara Kripate karila aneka namera prachar. Different kinds of personalities, people, different are their levels or evolution of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Hence, he has many names. Aneka loke ravancha, aneka prakar. So many desires, so many people, so many levels. Hence, so many expansions, so many different names. Some are personal names, principal names like Krishna, Govinda. Some are secondary names, like Ishwar or Parameshwar or Brahma or Paramatma, and these kinds of, there are two, primary and secondary. So all these, aneka namera prachar. Because people vary in their desires, you have distributed various names by your mercy. Khaite suite jaha taha namaloy kala desha niyamanahi sarva siddhi hoy. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's comment on the same verse. He says, Khaite suite. While you are eating, while you are sleeping, taha namuloy. Chant his name. Kala desha niyamanahi. Kal, the time. Desh, the country or place. Niyamna. There's no rule. No hard and fast rule. Sarva siddhi hoy. Just chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just chant the holy name. Sarva siddhi hoy. It's all perfection in chanting the holy names. These six Shastak prayers are glorifying the holy name. And so the chanter keeps chanting the holy names with more faith and more understanding, more attachment. That's the idea. This all glories. Or this is like a mahatmya of the holy name. Like everything has a mahatmya. Dham mahatmya. And there's many mahatmyas. Srimad Bhagavat mahatmya. Mahatmya means greatness or significance. What is so special about whatever? Then there's a mahatmya. Like, the mahatmya of Coca-Cola is also there. All the advertisement that goes on the television, what is it? It's a mahatmya. All varieties of products are glorified in kingdom of Maya. So that people would be convinced about the product, then they would like to buy. So these different mahatmyas. We were in Bombay some time ago and we saw mahatmya of some drink, the cold drink. We saw a person, young man, summer season, and he had opened his heart, like Hanuman opening his heart. What was in the heart of Hanuman when he opened? Jai Sri Ram. Sita Ram. But this young man from Mumbai, Bombay, as we were driving downtown for preaching mission, we had to see, what could we do? We saw billboard hoarding, and we saw a young man, and we took a close look of what he was trying to show in his heart. There was a Limca bottle. So this is Mahatmya with us. This is a Mahatmya of Limca bottle. You take anything and everything, they're all trying to glorify Maya, package Maya, glorify Maya. While this Sikshastak is glorifying the holy name, the greatness of the holy name, Mahatmya of the holy name, in the words of Mahaprabhu. Anybody could glorify, and there are glorifications of the holy name throughout. Shastras and acharyas have glorified. But here, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally glorifying the holy name in the form of this Sikshastak. So by hearing these glories of the holy name, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, idea is one who understands the glories, significance of the holy name, he would take to the chanting seriously. He would take to the chanting, first of all. And of course, seriously, or even more seriously. We may be serious, but these glories as we go through, they would make us even more serious about chanting. Serious chanter. Chanting attentively, chanting offenselessly, which is a subject matter of this verse also. So let's finish Mahaprabhu's few more comments about this verse.
Sarva-shakti name dila kariya vibhag amar durdaiva name nahi anurag.
Mahaprabhu says,
Sarva-shakti name dila. Lord has invested all His energies, tatra arpita, in that holy name, arpita, He has invested nijas sarva shaktis, His own energies He has invested. Sarva shakti name dila amara durdaiva, but
it's my great misfortune.
Name nahi anurag.
Name nahi anurag. I have no attraction for this naam, this chanting.
Ye rupe laile naam prema upay. Tahar lakshana suno swarupa namara ramarai.
And then now he's going to be introducing the following verse, and Mahaprabhu is commenting, oh yes, but then how could one develop attraction for the chanting? How could one develop attachment, anurag, for the chanting? And then he will say the third verse, trinadapi suni chena. So before we get to that verse, we'll talk a little more about the second verse.
Nam nam kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis.
So in the commentaries it says that sarva shakti, Lord has so many different shaktis. Vividhaiva shruyate. Lord has so many varieties of shaktis. He is Shaktiman, and Shaktiman has Shakti. Or Shakti comes from Shaktiman. Or one who is full of Shakti, he is Shaktiman. Or he is Bhagavan. Virya. Aishwaryasya, Viryasya, Yashasha, Shriya, the six opulences. And one of them is his viri, his prowess, his energies, his strength. He's strong. The strength comes from him. So all those energies he has invested in the holy name. So in the commentary it says, even the Shakti of the Dham. You go to Dham and you are benefited. Because there's Shakti in the holy Dham. But the Shakti of the holy Dham is also in the Naam. Or you perform some yajñas, rajasuya yajña, and there's some shakti, some benefit you derive by performance of yajña, rajasuya yajña. That shakti, that benediction is also included in the holy name. Like there's different shaktis. You know, the form has a shakti, form of the Lord. All the shaktis, like all in one, like we said, two in one, three in one, the radio and what else also, TV also, so two in one, sometimes three in one. But this holy name is all in one. That is why it says, Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Harir Nama is enough. Is the holy name enough? Of course. There's nothing more. It's complete. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Applying that also principle. Whatever comes from the Lord, it is Purnam. The holy name comes from the Lord. It's the Lord's name, all energy is in there, and it's complete and perfect. Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Shuddha Mukta Abhinnatvat Nama Namino. The holy name is Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Ras, the juice or the mellows. Vigraha, personified. All the mellows are there. All the rasas are there. Chaitanya is full of life. It is ecstatic, not static like this table. Table is a static, matter is static. The holy name is Chaitanya. It's full of life, lively. It moves. As well as the chanter chants and attains perfection, then that Chaitanya inside, the holy name, in contact with the Lord, begins shaking the body. Well, this is not a genuine thing. This is a demonstration. But those who chant Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Romancha Kampa Ashrutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So the holy name, or the soul comes in contact with the holy name, and the holy name is Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And the soul comes in contact with that Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha and is more Nitya Shuddha, eternal, pure, and Mukta, liberated, the holy name, non-different from the Lord, Abhinnatvat, Abhinnatvat, Abhinna, not Bhinna, not different from Nami. Nami means whose name? Nam and Nami, Nam is the name, and Nami is Krishna, whose name is Krishna. So not two, they're one. So such holy name, as soul comes in contact with such holy name, then their soul begins trembling, romanj. And all the symptoms are there. They even roll on the ground, laugh, or sometimes cry, or sometimes like a pillar, stuffed up, motionless like a pillar. All these symptoms. A soul comes in contact with the Supreme Soul in the form of His holy name. So Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So all Lord's energies are in the holy name. And from Nam reveals Roop, form of the Lord, and then the relationships of the Lord, and the pastimes of the Lord, and abode of the Lord. All these things are further unfolded, are revealed unto the chanter of the holy name. So chanter of the holy name has access to the Lord in the form of His holy name. So this Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nijasarva Shaktis Tatrarpita, so all energies are there. Aniyamita Smaranena Kala, Smaran, Nama Smaran. Smaran of what? Smaran means remembrance. There's something called Nama Smaran. There's a Leela Smaran. There are different Smarans, different things you remember in relationship with the Lord. And it's called one, in relationship with the holy name, it is Nama Smaran. As one does Nama Smaran, remembers the holy name. Because holy name is not very far from the holy form of the Lord. Not very far. You want to say not very far. The holy name is the form. The holy name is the qualities of the Lord. Holy name is the pastimes of the Lord. Holy name is Dham of the Lord. Non-different. You cannot draw a line, okay, this is form, and this is the name, and this is something else, this is qualities, pastime this side, and the abode that side. No. They are same person. Has different swaroop, different manifestations. So Nam Prabhu. Lord appears as Nam Prabhu. Kali Kaler Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Kali Kale Nama Rupe. Nam is one roop. Nam is one form of the Lord. Radha Madhav, that is a form of the Lord, but the name is form of the Lord. So Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Lord appears in the form of His holy name. And He has all the energies and is full of potency, potent form. And there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. It is for, even dog could take part in it. Even dog could take part in it, in the chanting. And 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was walking through the forest of Jharkhand, which is not far, after Bengal comes the next state, Jharkhand. Now, there's a new state now. A few years ago, the state of Bihar, one state called Bihar, was divided into two, and one remained as a Bihar, and another state, another part of Bihar became Jharkhand. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Jharkhand forest. So there's a one state, one of these states of India called Jharkhand, not far. So Mahaprabhu there, as he was chanting, then, I don't know whether some dogs were there, tigers were there, and the deer, they were there, the birds were there flying in the sky, and they're all chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And they were embracing each other. They gave up all their bodily concept. The deer and the tiger, they were embracing each other. And they're kissing each other. Alingan and chumban, the words have been used. So, otherwise karma khand and when pancharatri ki vidhi, so many rules and regulations. But for chanting, there's no hard and fast rule. Khaite, while eating, while sleeping. I just heard one story. One person said, "Oh, you know, I have no time. I'm so busy with so many things to do." Maybe Hare Krishna devotee, someone was, "Could you please chant? You know, you should chant. This is the only way. Why no time? When could I chant? Only free time I have is when I'm in the toilet. Okay, no hard and fast rule. You chant there." So this person, he was chanting Ram's name in toilet. And then our Hanuman, he realized there's someone in the toilet chanting his Ram's, his Lord's name is being chanted in the toilet. So Hanuman became very angry. And he managed to slap or kick that person. "Hey, what are you doing here? You know what I'm doing, but also I'm chanting, but not here." And you give a big kick. So then next, Hanuman was massaging the body of Sri Ram and massaging feet and the hands. Then he came to the back side of Ram. And Hanuman nodded, "Hey, what is this sign? Some bruised and who has done this to you? My lord?" No. "Don't worry, forget it. Just keep massaging." But no, "please tell me. One who has done this, I will punish him." No, please tell me. Then Ram had to tell, "You know, such and such person in Calcutta, he had no time to chant my name. So he was told, there's no hard and fast rule, you could chant anywhere. And he was chanting. But then, there's someone called Hanuman, was not happy with this. And then he did whatever he did, and you could see. And then Hanuman felt very, very bad. That although the Lord was pleased with that person's chanting, even in the toilet, Hanuman was, "Hey, why is he not following rules and regulations? Why is he doing this here?" you know, humorous kind of pastime. But the point is, no hard and fast rule. Huna andra pulinda pulkashaha, from any country, any kalau shudra sambhava, that is already there. Everyone has gone so low in the their consciousness, all become shudras. But they could also chant the holy name. Stri Vaishya Shudra Traina Shruti Gocharaha. There's the woman, the Shudras, the Vaishyas, they cannot chant the Vedic mantras, but they could chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The holy name is from anybody, from any country, from any age, man, woman, child, rich, poor. Day, night, morning, evening, inside, outside, while eating, while sleeping. Chant the holy name of the Lord. So all this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking in this verse. All these kind of discounts or licenses has been given in this age of Kali to the chanter, made it easy. God realization made easy by chanting. No hard and fast rules, but in conclusion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Durdaivam, I am so unfortunate that I have no anurag. I have no attraction. I have no attachment for this chanting. Idrashim iha ajani na anuraga. Ajani, not taken birth. Na ajani. Ajani na anuraga. That attraction has not been born. It's not there for the holy name. Na jane janito. Well, Rupa Goswami. Na jane janito kiyat bhir amritai krishneti varna dvai. Rupa Goswami says, in this Krishna varna dvai varna, the two syllables, this Krishna, 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 hey! Says there is so much. Na jane kiyat bhir amritai janito. There is so much nectar in this holy name, in this name Krishna. Krishneti varna dvai, two syllables, just two letters, Krishna. So much nectar. Unlimited nectar in this name Krishna. This is Rupa Goswami. Because his chanting is of different kind of chanting. And the mood that is Mahaprabhu is exhibiting here, confessing, admitting, but I have no attraction. Rupa Goswami has attraction. Six Goswamis had attraction. Haridas Thakur had attraction. So many other devotees have attraction. That Aindra Prabhu has attraction for chanting the holy name. But I have no attraction. Durdaivam. This is my misfortune. And although it has not been mentioned in the verse the cause for not having attraction. That is not stated in the words, but acharyas could read in between lines or could understand something that has not been stated. It is to be understood. Okay, why no attraction? The obvious answer is because of my offenses. I'm so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name. Therefore, I do not achieve attachment for chanting. So, offenses. Aparadha shunya haiya lo Krishna naam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you chant the holy name how? Aparadha shunya haiya. You are allowed to commit offenses. How much offense you could commit? Zero. Yes, you could commit offenses. Go ahead. How much offense? Zero. Aparadha shunya, shunyavad. Means no offenses. Aparadha shunya hiya laho Krishna naam. This kind of holy name, as one chants, Shraddhavanahe, Shraddhavanajan. Nadiya Godrume, Nityananda Mahajan. Nadiya Godrume. Yeah, not far from here is a dweep called Godrum Dweep, and in there, 500 years ago, Nityanand Mahajan, he started Namhat. What is that? Aage kya? Ati ache Namhat. Ati ache Namhat. Jivera Karan. Nityanand Prabhu has opened Namhat. What for? Ati ache Namhat. Jivera Karan. For the benedict, for benefit, to benedict the people of this age of Kali, Lord has opened, started His Namhat, the marketplace of the holy name. So Shraddhavan, O people, of faithful people, come, chant the holy name. But how you have to chant? Aparadha shunya haiye, laho Krishna naam. Chant offenselessly, then anurag is guaranteed. So, if you had a time, then you could get into the offense topic. There's a whole chapter in Nectar of Devotion, 10 offenses against the holy name, Nama Parath, and on the top of that list is Vaishnava Aparad, Vaishnava Ninda, offending Vaishnavas. They are so very dear to the Lord. And you offend them this way and that way. There are so many ways of offending Vaishnavas. So one would then get serious in understanding, what offense, what is this offense business? I did not know. So study, understand these offenses. There's a Nama Parad, and there's a Dhamma Parad, and there's a Seva Parad, there's a Archa Vigraha, deity worship, there are Parad, and different kinds of aparadh, and amongst them is nama aparadh. So studying, and so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Harinam Chintamani, he had dedicated one of his writing project. He wrote a scripture called Harinam Chintamani, gone giving understanding. These are the 10 offenses. What are the symptoms? How to understand this offense? How do I know which offense I'm committing? Is it Vaishnava Prad or is it? Is the first one, a 10th one, 6th one, which one am I committing? And how to avoid? But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is pointing out that those who wish to derive full benefit of this chanting, which is full of all the energies of the Lord, and one who wishes to develop anurag for the holy name, what he has to do, how should he chant? And then the next verse, number 3. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sadahari. So one solution that has been stated for... Oh, someone may say, I'm an offender of the holy name. Oh, Prabhu, why don't you chant? You know, my chanting is offensive, so I decided to stop chanting. That's the easy way out, right? You know, it is better not to accept spiritual master than accept and then disobey his order. Oh, why you have no guru? You know, I thought, you know, I may be committing offenses, so just to avoid committing offenses, I decided not to accept guru. It's easy, right? It's easy. Then I will not be committing any offenses. I don't chant because I am an offender. No! If your chanting is offenseless, you will certainly keep chanting, and if your chanting is offensive, do not stop chanting. Chanting and chanting. The way to become free from offenses, one way, is keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kirtaniya sadahari. Or, if we wish to keep chanting the holy name, then what? How could we achieve that stage of chanting all the time, constantly chanting? Kirtaniya sadahari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula is the 4 points. Four elements are there. One is Trinadapi Sunichena. We should have read this also quickly. Uttama haiya apanake mane trinadapi trinadham dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrakshasam. The uttamaya, all the devotees, or even some devotee may be very advanced, but even that advanced devotee thinks, I have no attraction, that's also possible. I have no love for the Lord. He may be full of love. So that is one kind of nature of a devotee. Dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrakshasam. Now, there's understanding, the 2 kinds of understanding, that devotee is expected to be as tolerant as the tree, or even what, more tolerant? More tolerant than a tree. Yiva and api, there are 2 ways of this mantra. Taror eva sahishnuna or taror api sahishnuna. Like the tree, tolerant like a tree, or tolerant, more tolerant than a tree. There are 2 ways that verse goes. Remove. Vrakshajena katiyena katileha kishuna molen sukana maileha kare pani namaga. The vraksha. So if someone is cutting the tree, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, then he doesn't say anything. Someone is cutting the tree, just tolerates. And maybe drying up because there's a drought, no water, still doesn't ask for water, just keeps drying up, tolerates the hunger and thirst situation. Ye ye magaye tare daya apanadhan gharma vrishti sahe anirakadaye rakshan. So in the midst of vrishti, the torrents of rain, or it's very hot sun, the tree doesn't keep standing wherever it is. Does tree ask for umbrella? Hey, get me umbrella! Devotee is walking by the tree and it's raining. Does the tree, hey, Prabhu? Or you all the Prabhus, you stand up, maybe climb up and hold your umbrellas above me. You know? Then 20 devotees are at the top of the tree. Umbrella for the... No. So whatever situation, these trees tolerating. Uttamahaya Vaishnava Habe Nirabhiman. So devotee may be in Uttam, the first class devotee situation, elevation. But he has no abhiman, he has no false pride. Jive sanmana da deve jani krishna adhisthan. But he is respecting everyone. And one reason he is expecting everyone, every jiva. Because he knows next to each jiva, there's a Lord is there. Or this jiva is my Lord's jiva. This is my Lord's atma. In Ishopanishad also, this is there. Those who understand the Lord is in everything and in everyone. This is the way to become free from the hatred. The hate and love are just opposite. So we are expected not only to love the Lord, but to love the devotees of the Lord. Respect them. So this is possible by knowing that Lord is in everyone is sitting. And to Lord Jiva, the living entity, is so very dear to the Lord. So if I offend Jiva, Jive Daya, this is what is expected. Jive Daya, Name Ruchi, Vaishnava Sevan. The compassion for the souls. And that way, you respect the soul. You worship the soul. You worship the devotee. Lord is great. God is great. So you like to worship Him. Yes. Yes. But worship devotee. Become devotee of devotee. And we do not always think like this. We should be thinking, I'm a devotee. We always, I'm a devotee of Radha Madhav, oh, I'm devotee of Shyam Sundar, oh, I'm devotee of Jagannath, oh, I'm devotee of Sri Ram. But Lord is pleased when He knows, oh, such and such devotee is devotee of my devotee. Oh, then he is my devotee, he is my devotee. You know that famous, this Lord's statement, one who thinks he is my devotee. Oh, he is not my devotee. But if he is devotee of my devotee, then he is my devotee. So again, the devotion for the devotees is not just lip service, but practical. That is why then Rupa Goswami is giving Shadvidham Preeti Lakshanam, 6 ways of expressing your preeti, your love, affection for devotees. Dadati pratigrahnati guhyamakhyati prachati bhunte bhojayate chaiva Shadvidham Preeti Lakshanam. So this Mayapur festival this year is, what is the theme of this year's festival? Loving exchanges. 6 loving exchanges, 6 loving dealings of devotees. This is the theme of this Mayapur festival. Opportunity for us to cultivate this Preeti Lakshan, the symptoms of the devotion for the devotees of the Lord. We should be thinking each day, today I want to serve this devotee in this way, that way. Make some plan. I want to serve and assist. If I was Sir Prasad, I will help carry somebody's baggage or whatever. Small way, big way. Practical. It's not just a lip service. Theoretical. Well, in theory I accept, yes, the devotees are my worshipable object. But beyond the lips, talking is also beginning. Thinking, talking, but the acting, the Lord would be so pleased. And then, kirtaniya sada hari. So, one thing is being tolerant, like a tree, and respectful towards other living entities, fellow brothers and sisters. And of course at our level, according to the advice of the Acharyas and Rupa Goswami, we love the Lord and serve Him. We are friendly with the devotees, friendship amongst the equals. You know, it's not all one. There are again some levels, and we serve senior Vaishnavas. So that's, and third thing is Jivedaya. The faithful people, we try to help them out. Helping hand. Help them out. Serve them prasad. With the hand, helping hand. With the hand you could give prasad. With the hand you could give a book. With the hand you could give what? The holy name. With the hand you could play drum or kathal and chant. So help them out. But if there are big, big demons, which you cannot handle, big size demons, then you could offer pranam from distance and bye. You can maintain safer distance, avoid them, stay away, or bring some bigger devotee and then let them face. If I cannot manage, doesn't mean others cannot face with him and defeat him. Maybe, let me think. So our size, something that we could manage, we handle. Others, we can turn them over to some other stronger devotee. So through this, Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Rapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena not expecting any respect for oneself, ourselves. Which is such a difficult thing. It is the other way around. We don't like to respect anybody, but we would like everybody to respect us instead. This is the conditioning. This is kind of training, upbringing, brainwashing that goes in this world. Who talks the language of Trinadapi Suni Chena? Except Gaudiya Vaishnavas or Vaishnavas or some religionists, who is talking like this? Forget it. These are not the values. There is no value to this. You enter the material world and everything is upside down. No one wants to be das. Everyone wants to be boss. No das, boss. At the top. No humility. Pride. And the false competition. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi, as he was invited by who? Prakashanand Saraswati. He had 60,000 followers. So Mahaprabhu arrived and there was a big asan kind of waiting for him next to Prakashanand Saraswati. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he arrived, he just sat down near the entrance where people washing their hands and leaving their shoes, and there was no asana, nothing. Mahaprabhu came, he just sat down there out of humility. He was not expecting any respect, big honor, big seat. He just sat down. But that did big preaching. Prakashanand Saraswati, oh, what? Look, he's sitting there. Right there, he sat on the floor. The half of the preaching, success was in that humility part. It was humble. These Mayavadis are always proud. I'm somebody. I'm not just ordinary buddy, but aham brahmasmi. The last layer of Maya. There's no one proud as Mayavadis are so proud. The materialists are proud, impersonalists are proud, everyone is proud in this world. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Sri, four, Kunti Maharani says, four things. Your high birth and Aishwarya, your wealth, your learning, your beauty, these things become stumbling blocks. False pride due to these things, which is all temporary. And then for this, expecting all the respect, then how could such person chant the holy name? And there is no Kirtaniya Sadahari. A Kirtaniya Sadahari becomes possible as one cultivates these four items mentioned here. Tolerance, humility, respecting others, not expecting respect in return. These four items. So more we study Shastras, more association, more hearing, more we realize how tiny Jiva, how insignificant we are, and we'll become humble. We are made humble. We are humble. By nature we are humble. So to know ourselves, we have to know ourselves, we have to know the Lord, who am I, who the Lord is. I'm very humble. Humility is one of the quality of a Vaishnava, meaning is a quality of the soul. Soul is humble by nature. Vidya vinayena shobhate. So we try to acquire knowledge. Vidya dadati vinayam, Moses says. Vinaya means humility. So vidya dadati, as one acquires vidya, whether someone has acquired vidya or not, how could we find out? See how much humble, whether he's humble or not humble. If he's humble, then we go, oh, he's a very good student. He has done studies and he's attained perfection. He's humble. This is a natural consequence, a natural outcome, result of doing the studies of the Shastras, Gita, Bhagavad, hearing. And we know, dasosmi. And then one becomes humble, then also wants to respect other jivedaya, Vaishnava seven, wants to serve others. And in that state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Some devotees have difficulty, they have to hold. Was always chanting. Lips are moving. And then you have the next verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fourth verse.
Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmanishvare avatad bhakti rahaitu ki tvai.
So, Kirtaniya Sadari, as one chants the holy name, what's the mood of the chanter? What is he asking for? Chanting, what is one asking for? Yeah, please give me service, please engage me, I'm your servant. Please engage me in book distribution, please engage me. In whatever humble service I could render. So as one does Kirtaniya Sadahari, or the one chants the holy name, then Lord is pleased. How do we know whether Lord is pleased or not pleased? If He's engaging us, so we have been chanting all morning, and then the temple president gives, temple commander gives us some service, then we go, oh, Lord is pleased with my chanting. Just see. Lord has arranged some service for me. The chanting results in getting service of the Lord. Chanting itself is a service. But one should not hide behind the chanting. Someday, oh, Prabhu, not finish my rounds. At 11 o'clock, he said, no, I'm not finished. At 2 o'clock, I'm still chanting. And even at 8 o'clock at night, he's still chanting. And he's chanting and chanting. spaced out or things like that. So if it's a serious chanting, I'm busy. So one could be busy with chanting also. I was just reminded when I was just a new bhakta long time ago in Mumbai. It was morning time and our temple president Giriraj, he was not Swami that time, he was a brahmachari, and he was chanting his rounds. And one life member, he had come, and I happened to, he was looking for president of the temple, and I happened to meet this gentleman. He said, "Oh, is your president here? I would like to see him. Could you please bring me to your president?" So I went to the temple, and Giriraj was chanting. Chanting nicely, seriously. And I told him, "A life member is here, and he would like to see you." But he said, "No, go tell life member that I'm busy." So my first thought was, "What? I mean, you're not busy. You're just sitting around, just sitting and chanting. Because you don't want to see him, you are just giving some excuse that you are busy." So these were my kind of neophyte thoughts or offensive thoughts that time. But later on I realized that one could be also busy. Or chanting is a serious business, in fact. The best business. So if somebody is chanting seriously, then if service comes to him, he would jump and do that service, or he would also plan some service, or there may be some instructions, do this, some direct service, or general service, general instructions and direct personal instructions of the spiritual master. Two kinds of instructions. You do this, disciple, you do this. Direct. Chant Hare Krishna, follow four regular disciples, read Prabhupada's books. General instructions. So to follow that. So Kirtaniya Sada Hari, and then his devotee, he says, "Oh Lord, please engage me. Ahaituki, I want service. Causeless or unmotivated service." He begs for unmotivated service. So, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, all these things. This is part of this material world. We ask for, give me this, give me that. House by the beach, Badri Narayan Prabhu was saying. Give me this kind of car and that kind of car. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Swami, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. And the house by the beach, and this color television, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So that's another business. This is a different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking, na dhanam, na janam. No wealth, not for me. Not for my gratification of body and the senses. Otherwise, Vaishnavas are not Mayavadis, so there are some of them, they don't want to even touch. They say, no. A Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. Only Jagat is false, Only reality is Brahman. The Vaishnavas are not like that. So this Nadhanam, when it was centennial time, 100th birth anniversary, as a minister of centennial, global minister of centennial, I had my time to offer report and prayers to Radha Madhav, as GBCs did a few days ago also. So my prayer was, my dear Lord, please give dhanam. We do big glorification of Srila Prabhupada during the 100th birth anniversary. Funds are required. So dhanam, and send some janam. We want lots of people, lot of devotee power. So we kind of reversed that prayer. But it was, because it was for the Lord and Lord's pure devotee service, then dhanam, yes, please dhanam, please. Like in some temple, early morning, the prayer, I think in Los Angeles, also in Delhi, few temple there, please send, oh Lord, please send us some devotees, Sankirtan devotees. When you increase book distribution, oh Lord, please send us some devotees, some manpower. So janam, janam is people, dhanam, janam. Sundarim, a beautiful woman, or other things also, beautiful poetry or flowery language, some scriptures like that. I'm not into this. Kavitam, name, fame, glory, same old story. Name, fame, glory, same old story, same old story. So we should have left that story behind as we enter, but then we come. So there are some easy things to give up. One may even give up this dhanam, janam, sundarim, but then this puja, labh, pratishtha, these are even harder things to give up. Following four regulative principles, this is damn easy. Any Tom, Dick and Harry could do this. I mean, kind of. Following four regulative principles is not such a big thing. There are bigger obstacles on the path. Puja. Desire for being worshipped. Some prophet, some adoration, being adored and worshipped and glorified, and these things are harder. These anarthas, very, very subtle. So many sadhakas, religionists, they may give up. Their life may be sinless, they're not committing any sin, following four regulative principles, but stuck with this puja, la, pratishtha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no followers, no. So all this, dhanam, janam, na, sundari, none of this, I do not pray for this, please don't send this. Prahlad Maharaj, Narasimha said, now Prahlad, go ask for some benediction. And Prahlad said, no, please don't encourage me to do so. Lord of the person said, ask for benediction. Said, no, my dear Lord, what are you talking? I don't want to be like a merchant, dealing. Ya ashisha ashaste na sabhratya savai vanik. One who has desires, one who comes to you and asks for this boon, that benediction, he is not your devotee, he is just a merchant. Ya ashisha, give me this bakshish, ashish, this benediction, this boon, this, that. No, so bhakti. He's not your servant. He's not your pure, unmotivated devotee. He's just a businessman. Prahlad Maharaj said, this is in Bhagavatam. So none of this dhanam, janam, sundarim. Of course, this is for us to work on this. It's not just some story about someone else somewhere. No, it is. It applies to us, each one of us. So we may have learned this verse by heart. It may be at our tip of tongue. Say, what is the fourth verse? Kavitam. We said it. We also said the mantra and the translation, word meaning, everything. But then we were talking yesterday, so how? Not just accumulation, but assimilation. Assimilate this. So what is in it for me? Should be asked, why this? What is, does this apply to me also? Mahaprabhu is commenting, or just to finish that. So, nadhanam jana jana sundari. So that's like a, the big obstacles in, on the path of devotional service are karma and jnana. Karma jnanaadi anabhatam. So this dhanam, janam, sundarim, this is all karma and karmi affairs. And the bhakti has to be transcendental to karma and jnana. So this dhanam, janam, sundarim, this is karma items, karmic. And what is jnana part? Mama janmani janmani shware. Those were jnanis. Impersonalists, they are hankering for liberation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mama janmani janmani shware. Birth after birth after birth. I'm not against taking birth. I don't mind to be born again. So, not caring for liberation. Not caring for liberation. So this is transcending this Brahma realization, Brahman, karma, gyan, karma gyana adi anavratam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. Bhakti is uttama bhakti. Uttama. Uttama. Tama means ignorance. Ut means above. Above ignorance, transcendental to ignorance. In karma, certainly it is all full of darkness, but even in Brahman there is a darkness. In Brahman there is some ignorance. Ignorance of Paramatma and ignorance of Bhagavan. The realization of Brahman is there, but ignorance of Paramatma and ignorance of Bhagavan, because they know only one aspect. Two more aspects are not part of their realization. So there's a darkness, there's ignorance. So one who has transcended this, that is uttam bhakta or that is uttama bhakti. So in this verse, this sikshastak, yeah, free from karma tendencies, that kind of mentality, and free from jnana. So karma, jnana, and then yoga. These are the three kind of main paths. Bhagavad Gita also taught karma, jnana, yoga. And then not again ordinary kind of yoga, but bhakti yoga. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yoma same yukta tamo mataha. So topmost thing is bhakti yoga. So give me bhakti, my dear Lord. And bhakti has to be, or when it is free from jnana and karma, then it is bhakti. Otherwise, some kind of bhukti is there. Some kind of motivation is there, gratification is there. So praying for pure devotional service. Because I am servant, and that will be said in the next verse. Why I am asking for service? Because I am servant. What is servant expected to do? Serve. If he's not serving, then he's not servant. So I Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, that comes the next. So before, because that's for tomorrow. So before we end, we will just read a few comments by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this verse. Dhana jana nahi mago kavita sundari shuddha bhakti deha more krishna kripa kari. So Mahaprabhu says, he said the verse na dhanam na janam, and then he says na dhana na janam agi nahi magi. I'm not asking for dhan, jan, wealth or followers, kavita or sundari. Shuddha bhakti deha more. Give me bhakti. Shuddha bhakti. Pure devotional service. Krishna kripa kari. Oh Lord, please be kind to me. Kripa kari. Give me. Ati daine punaha mage dasya bhakti dan apanare kare sansari jiva abhiman. Ati daine punaha mage. So Lord is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood. Let's read the translation. In great humility, considering himself a conditioned soul of the material world, considering himself like that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again expressed his desire to be endowed with service to the Lord. He begged for service of the Lord. And how he is going to be begging their service, in what words, that is a subject matter of the next verse. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitammam shame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajasita dhuli shadrasham vichintaya. So that verse we'll discuss tomorrow. You could see how there's a continuity going from one verse to another. You're getting some kind of link. There's a relationship, one verse to the other one. There's an evolution, getting it condensed more and more. One thought leads to the other, another, and so we are halfway through. We completed four verses, and there are four more in next 2 days. That's our task ahead of us. Did anyone do homework? Yesterday we gave you homework to do. Who remembers yesterday's homework? Remembering slokas was a homework. At least you remember what the homework was. Good. At least someone remembers. And mananam, meditation, contemplation. That's important. So don't leave this subject matter just in Pandal as you walk out. Leave this behind and then take it up again the next day as you enter. Now carry this with you, even in the bathroom. Even there you could think, when Hanuman may come. Or he may not come. And discuss amongst each other. Keep this subject matter alive and fresh. This is very important. Listening is most important thing to do. And then keep thinking of that subject matter is even more important than the most important. So did someone memorized any of the verses? 8 verses yesterday? Did anyone learn? No? Maybe you already knew these verses. Yes? That's why. When Mataji said, yeah, I already knew. Huh? Yes? Stand up. Say the verse. Which one did you remember? Which verse did you remember? Give her a microphone. This one. Ready? That's gonna work. Hello. Here. Ambudhi. How many? Two? Okay, very well.
Yeah.
Nice. All glories to your attempt. And thinking, did you think more or discuss this matter with your... Because you are missing some other seminars. It is a little longer seminar here. So you should be listening from other devotees. Oh, I missed, you know, that seminar of Dhanvir Swami Maharaj. Please tell me, what did he teach? Oh, Kavichandra Maharaj, I wish I was there, but I missed, so please tell me what was the topic. So like that, you could open a topic. Then he shares, this is loving exchange, right? And then you could share yours. Oh, in Sikshastak this was discussed, and I understood this, I realized this. Like that, you open a topic. Otherwise, immediately open it. Oh, how it's very hot today. Oh. How is the weather in the West? As soon as people meet it, how is the climate? So much conscientious of the climate and weather and this and that and food and clothing and well, this keeps one busy all the time. So better transcend this. Go a little deeper. It's good to be by yourself. We're always surrounded by devotees. That's good. But then we should be talking about Krishna, Dham, these Sikshastak verses, different subject matters, morning Bhagavatam, theme. So, as we come in contact with the devotees, spend time, should be churning that subject. Think more so that it becomes our... It is also said when you hear with the idea of sharing that subject matter with someone, then what happens? While hearing, you are thinking, oh, today I'm going to share this with somebody. Or when I go back to France, or wherever, I'm going to share this with my family members or my temple devotees. With this aim in mind, if you hear, then what happens? You will have to remember. You will remember, you will have to remember. Otherwise, how could you share that with others? Yeah, and you know, in order not to forget, you will have to keep it fresh. In the evening, I have to meet someone, so all day you will be, from time to time at least, you will be thinking, I had to say this, I had to share this. Or after a few weeks, I had to share this. Like this, it remains fresh. It's so good to note down things. There's another way of remembering things. Or even if you forget, sometimes you could look at, open and look. So please stay in this mood. Someone is raising hand. You know some verse? Question. Microphone. Yeah, come forward. Anyone with a question, please come. Step forward. Stand in the queue here.
Krishna, well, I'm doing 60 rounds in a day. Sometimes I feel I'm just formalities to doing Krishna consciousness 60 rounds. How to feel? Sometimes I feel 60 rounds. Sometimes I feel I'm just formalities, I'm doing 60 rounds.
Yeah, okay, sit down. You can talk a little bit. Ready? So I think this is a good question. Is that although this one person has asked this question, there's a good chance that this is not only his question but question of many of us. Yes? You are not the only one. You'll feel a bit relieved now. Probably you'll think, I'm the only one in this situation. I think this, the main solution to this is getting up early and chant your rounds before your business hours or before the phones begin ringing, before people begin knocking at your door, before your office hours, before people get up, begin making noise and beep beep, hom hom, all those honking horns. So, because if we are only finish half of the rounds, then during the day, the mind is already invested, distracted this way, that way, thinking, and then bringing it back and focusing on hearing with attention and concentration, becomes more tough job. Not that one couldn't do it, but the most favorable circumstances or chanting the holy name or the morning morning hours. So those who face this difficulty, I think for the round chanted in the morning, I think are, but then one may try to, I have only so much time now before I leave, so then rushing through the rounds because we have to do the quantity, 16 quantity, and then quality drops. You're sacrificing the quality. But if you have sufficient time, say, it takes about 2 hours, a little more, a little less, but approximately 2 hours. So, if those 2 hours could be the morning hours, or it is also advised that if you are not able to finish in the morning, then some time of the day again, when you have no business, you are free, or you designate such and such time. This is my chanting time. Like we were talking of that example of my temple president. And she was so busy with the chanting that he did say to me, now go tell that life member, I'm busy. I'm busy, fixed up. I can't move now. I'm busy. Committed to the chanting. Not that we, as soon as phone rings and we run and we, we're chanting and with the left hand we are doing this, doing that, and we're looking here, looking there, finding. So that's. Then we are, that's a half-hearted job. You are not there. In that chanting, you are not investing yourself fully. Because you are not hearing it, or not hearing with the proper mood. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, I am your servant, please, please engage me. I am yours, Lord. That mood. Like a crying like a baby, Prabhupada says. Chanting, crying like a baby. So, is. If we do not cry, please remember we are expected that kind of mood. So early to bed, early to rise. So person has difficulty getting up early morning. Actually the difficulty, more difficult thing is to go to bed on time. Getting up early is not difficult. Going to bed is difficult. People just don't go to bed early. They stay busy with different affairs. And then goes to bed late and then body requires so many hours of rest in order for you to get relief from the fatigue and mind is fresh and then you wake up. And when you again chant after body has sufficient rest and mind rested, then you chant, then also you can absorb that chanting. But you're tired and you're yawning and you're sleepy, still chanting, struggling because you have to do your quota. So that's the subject matter. I don't have attraction. Ajani, not taken birth. What has not taken birth? Araga, attachment. because that verse said, my offenses. So there are 10 offenses, yes, but then not chanting attentively or inattentive chanting is a source or cause of those 10 offenses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analysis. So far chanting is inattentive, the offense, you do not become free from these 10 offenses. All the 10 or 5 or few or 1 offense will be committed by you if that inattention, inattentive chanting is there. So most important, thing to do during chanting is this attention. And morning hours are favorable, and when we are not needed or no demands, we are just committed. This is my time for chanting. And you just do that. So I think you can try to improve following this guideline, how to chant in the morning, quiet, peaceful hours, mode of goodness time. Mornings are in mode of goodness, day is more full of passion, and the night is ignorance. That's, of course, one could transcend these three modes, and Haridas Thakur is chanting in the middle of the night, but he's not influenced by ignorance of the night. He's chanting during the day, he's not influenced by passion. But that's not the case with us, so we cannot imitate. So we could take the advantage of the best time, the favorable time, season. A businessman always knows, oh, this is a good season for making this money or selling this product, it's a good season. So good season for chanting is morning time. Yes. You have to stay in the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada said that we have to chant at least 16 rounds. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, if we don't chant 1 lakh, we are very fallen. Then how to reconcile between these two? How to find time? And
Prabhupada is merciful. Well, he said minimum 16. Minimum 16, so you could chant more. Prabhupada also gave us lots of service, way more than Gaudiya Math. Bhaktisiddhanta Gaudiya Math. Yes, so many missionary activities, distribute books and food for life and build the temples of centers of Krishna consciousness and farm projects and Harinam parties and Padyatras and festivals, and so this would not happen if we keep chanting all day. But one could, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, apana ka nama ashraya kari jatane tumita kaha apana kaje, that while you are working, you are chanting. You chant while working. Hath me kaam mukh me naam. A service in the hand and the holy name in the mouth. You can keep your hands and mouth busy at the same time. So actually, While service, the chanting doesn't stop. So we may not be chanting on the beads as such, but there's chanting. And when it is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, so the definition of Sankirtan is not limited. It's kirti, it's glory, he says. So chanting the holy name is Sankirtan. There is a whole Sankirtan movement to be expanded, and that is Sankirtan. We're building temple in Juhu, Mumbai, and Prabhupada was staying next door, and so much the construction site, so much all these sounds were going on, hammer, and so devotees are proposing, Prabhupada, this must be bothering you. We'll shift you to another location. You could stay peacefully. But Prabhupada did not agree. He was saying these sounds were like a music to his ear. These sounds, cut, whatever, this was in service of Radharas Bihari. Because temple of Radharas Bihari was under construction. So even those sounds was kirtan, sankirtan. So some could chant, or sankirtan is, you distribute books, there's lots of chanting in the book, you are bringing it to others. Yes, Prabhu, speak in the mic.
For rule and regulation. And another place is mentioned that we start chanting our Lord's name, Lord needs to the diksha, initiation. Before initiation, you can chant the name. My question is, why would you take initiation and what you need to maintain the for rule?
Yeah, Prabhupada introduced chanting in the West or in New York. The rules and regulations, they came much later. In the beginning he was just encouraging everyone to chant the 26th Second Avenue storefront, matchless gift place of Prabhupada. He was just anybody, everybody, they were coming with their girlfriend, boyfriend, with the boots, long hair, smelly bodies. He was saying, hey, you want to take bath? You go to South Indian temple, you have to wash your hand and feet. You go to Jagannath Puri, at the entrance, you have to wash feet and mouth. But no restriction, everyone was welcome. Whether they are clean or not clean. Most important is Yapundarika Smaret Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabaihyabhyantara Suchihi. If one could remember the Lord, lotus eyed Lord, Sabaihyabhyantara Suchihi, he will become clean by externally, internally. So keep chanting, and if that leads to the remembrance, chanting results in remembrance, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, that is perfection. This is a side issue. So we said if someone is committing offenses, The main solution to that rectification of the solution is chanting. Chanting itself is a means and the goal. So on the side, there are a few rules, and main rule is chant. Kirtaniya Sadahari is a main rule. And if you don't follow that rule and you follow so many other, you learn Nama Prad and this and that, become learned Pandit, and you know all Yam, Niyam, do's and don'ts and Vidhi and Nished, and but not chanting, then you would go nowhere. But in the midst of some of the offenses are being committed, if you continue chanting, then it will take care. So more emphasis is on chanting, not on the offense part. And that is the main rule is chant. And then we'll take care of other things. And the spiritual master is giving us some guidance. His example is giving us Krishna in the form of, at the initiation time, Guru is giving us Krishna. Or he has already given, some Siksha Guru has given already us Krishna in the form of the holy name. And the formality of Diksha, one who gives Siksha gives Diksha. So you become Ksha. The Ksha. The means Dan, to give. So he gives knowledge, he gives the holy name. And as one he accepts this, then kshaya, he becomes free from the reactions of the sins committed in the past. So the word diksha is explained like that. The guru gives holy name, the holy scriptures, holy dham. We're talking yesterday how Srila Prabhupada revealed this dham unto us. A revealed pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unto us. Lord made him Nimitta Matram. And then by coming in contact with these gifts in the form of holy name and holy scriptures and holy prasad, then our connection is made with the Lord and we become free from reactions also. So this is Lord's arrangement. This is how Lord works. So this is not it's okay. Yeah, come.
You often said about Kali Yuga that we all Shudras and can chant only Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for our benefit. But what can you say about devotees who regularly are chanting Nrisimha Kavacha or other prayers to Nrisimha?
We become qualified to chant other mantras by chanting first Maha Mantra. You chant the holy name and you are no more Shudra. Your Shudra business finished, smashed. You are more than a Brahmin. And you go ahead chant different mantras. So with the help of shelter of the holy name, Maha Mantra, and you become qualified, you become eligible. In every possible way. Prabha Vishnave Namaha. Lord is powerful. His name is powerful. So all those Pulindra Pulkasha, Kasadaya, all those castes and countries mentioned in the Bhagavatam, as one who takes to the holy name, kya, Bhishma, kya, Kasadaya. Enera. Huh? There's some nice words are there which we are not now. Apashrayashraya, he says. One who takes shelter. So he may be from Mongolia, countries like that. Or Afghan, from Andhra, from Pulind. One time these were countries. Now they are different names, so we don't know which one is which. There's some Prabhupada is pointing out in the purports. This country was Khasa, this country was Pulinda, this is Pulkasha. So means these were people were low born, low quality. So even people of those countries taking shelter of the holy name, they transcend. Because of the power of the mantra, the holy name.
Yeah. Thank you. And what can you say about the purpose of chanting Vrishni Kavacha from the point of view Shastra?
Mahamantra is sufficient. Mahamantra includes all the mantras, all the prayers. So whether just you could stick to chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you chanted all the mantras, all the prayers, just now chanted. They are included. Because Krishna includes Narasimha also. So whether you chant separately, additionally, or you don't. So if you have faith like that, of course, this is mantra from Bhagavatam, so one may chant. But Mahamantra is sufficient.
I just want to remind you that we're going to make announcements now about the disciple meeting and I see the bodies leaving and I'm afraid they won't enter the booth or so.
Okay, so we'll stop here and some final announcement. Devotees already left.